Game two of the Eastern Conference playoff series between the Bucks and the Celtics tonight. To break it all down for us, we're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
Well, pretty good, thanks. It was not a real enjoyable experience to watch that game one, John.
No, game one was not great. But there are some positives come out of it. I think there are some correctable mistakes. The turnovers were just sloppy. The offense was terrible. I think if they can get back to the things that they had been doing, which is tough against that Bucks defense, but I think if they can get back to some level of the offense that they've been running and take care, better care of the ball, they have a good chance of winning tonight. We do have to remember that. As bad as it felt, the Celtics were within 6 to 10 points through most of that game. So it's not like the game ever got away from them. But they still have a lot to clean up.
Well, let's talk about what seemed to be the number one problem, and that was certainly the shooting. What was it, 10 two-point field goals?
Yeah. And the problem with that especially is that a lot of those came early in the game, in the first half, and a few of them were off of second chance points, missed shots. So it's not like they were manufactured shots by the offense. So that's the number one thing that the defense wants to take away. Milwaukee takes away the paint, they take away the rim. And so Boston was way too willing to just start shooting from the outside. And so they need to get into some of the things that can open up shots at the rim. And that's the drive, the kick, and then multiple attacks. You get into the paint, you collapse the defense, you kick it out, you force guys to go out and close out, you drive against that, and you force other people to step up. And each time you attack and force guys to go out to the three-point line and come back and do it over and over again, it's like an accordion. It's more like a pothole. You kind of like expand, contract, and at some point there's a crack and a hole that opens up in that defense. And that's what they need to do to open up some pockets for them to score those two-pointers.
Now, in your video breakdown, which is great, by the way, that alone is worth the superb cost of a subscription to Boston Sports Journal. But as you point out, there were passes that were there. There were opportunities, and the Celtics just missed out on a lot of them.
Yeah, and that's Robert Williams. You know, I look at Robert Williams as probably the key to the Celtics breaking down that Bucks defense, because he's so athletic. Him rolling to the rim puts a lot of pressure on the rim, okay? But they want to take that away, so you can use Rob in a different way. He talked about it at practice yesterday, being more active on the baseline. And I think a lot of times because other defenses were not so great, he could stand in that dunker spot, the little spot off to the just outside the lane, wait for the defense to step up, and then he can just slide in and catch a rebound or catch dump off and be fine. But he just needs to be a little more active, because that Bucks defense is so good. But one of the side effects of a defense that's so focused on stopping the ball and getting to the and stopping those shots at the rim is a lot of people are focused on the ball, which means heads are turned, which means he can slide into these spots and present himself for some dump offs. And look, if you're a defender and the guy was behind you to the left and you turn your head, then all of a sudden you turn around and he's not behind you to the left anymore, then your head's on a swivel, you're a little late, and there's an opportunity to get an easy bucket there. Celtics just need to get a few of those in each quarter, 2-3 in each quarter, and those start to pile up. And that changes the dynamic of what kind of open shots you can get.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. As for the turnovers, was that a good defense by the Bucks, or are the Celtics just trying to force things a bit?
A little both. You know, by forcing it too much, by over-penetrating, the good defense is able to really lock in. And, you know, especially if you're driving and you're stuck on the baseline, well, the baseline is a sort of defender. So now you have Giannis Antetokounmpo in front of you, Brooke Lopez to your left, and the baseline to your right. You don't have a lot of places to go. So those little traps in the baselines and the sidelines you're adding a defender to an already great defense. So you got to make sure you're giving the ball up sooner rather than later. And I think the major culprit with seven turnovers was Jaylen Brown, who was, I think, a little unfocused on the entire game plan, a little too focused on his own scoring, and he couldn't pass out of things once his scoring opportunity was gone. And I think he just needs to be more open, and everyone, Jason Tatum is certainly guilty of this as well, everyone needs to make sure that they're, when they turn a corner and they see an open pass to the corner, a shooter in the corner, a guy who can attack a closeout, make that pass, let him make a play. There was one play late in the game, and it was a little too late, but not really, in the fourth quarter, where Jaylen Brown drove, did the same type of thing, but did manage to kick it out to the corner. He had time to fall to the ground, get up, relocate to the opposite corner, and by the time the ball swung around, he got a wide-open corner three-pointer. Now, if he gave that ball up a little sooner, he could have done it without the falling, but those are the types of plays that he needs to be making.
How about Marcus Smart as the quad okay? Will he be good to go tonight?
Game time decision. I'm going to guess that he's okay. Well, not okay, but he'll play. It's the type of injury where, you know, some treatments, a lot of massaging that out, which will be painful. He will go through a lot of pain to get ready for this game. But if they can get that mobility, that range of motion in the leg, they can loosen up that muscle enough and keep it loose. He'll be riding the bike all game, but if he can get to that point, then I expect him to play. Good thing is there's 3 days off after this, so he can get some rest. If he can just get through this game and hopefully not get another knee to that right thigh, maybe he can come out of it okay and feel better for game three.
Obviously, Giannis, the best player on the planet when he's playing like he was on Sunday. You don't mind giving up the points, you expect that, but it's everything else that he was able to do. Will it be Smart and Al Horford picking up most of that duty?
Well, I think the thing with Giannis, they played him fairly well. He might have missed a couple of makeable shots, but the 12 assists shows that they made him give the ball up. Now, the side effect of that is, you can't make him give the ball up to the guy you just left one pass away. So they're going to have to help in slightly different ways. I think Al Horford will stick with Giannis. I think they might just say, let Al do his job because he's good enough to play Giannis one-on-one. In transition, yes, you got to build the wall, as they say, and it's all hands on deck. But if it's in the half court, you can play him to, you know, you can play him to give the ball up or make tougher shots without giving so much help. And if they can handle that, if they could do that, then they should be in a better position, because the 12 assists are killers. I'd rather see Giannis with 40 points and 2 assists, 25 points and 12 assists, because those 12 assists, a lot of them are three-pointers, and that tends to add up really, really fast.
All right, well, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Game 2, Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks. John, thanks as always for making time for us, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, talk to you then.
John Corrales on the Celtics on Downtown.